in the last Parliament, and so Rob Maris, who's a Labour MP for Wolverhampton South West, has picked the bill up and has come top in the ballot for MPs. So it's due for a first reading on the 24th of June and a second reading probably, that's the debate stage, on the 11th of September. This bill is incredibly dangerous. Its safeguards are not safe. It's been similar legislation's been rejected several times in Westminster, and a similar bill was rejected by the Scottish Parliament just a couple of weeks ago. It allows mentally competent adults with 6 months or left to live, subject to a High Court judge's approval, to have assisted suicide. And the danger is that any law allowing assisted suicide or euthanasia will be open to abuse, to extension, and will put pressure on vulnerable people to end their lives so as not to be a burden on family or carers. This is the very last thing that we need at a time of economic recession when many families are struggling and the health service is under pressure, and it will inevitably steer vulnerable elderly and disabled people towards suicide.
What about people who are in their right minds and who are in desperate pain, Peter?
Well, pain is not given in the jurisdictions that have legalised this as an important reason for assisted suicide. Where we see this legalised in other places like the US states of Oregon and Washington, we see that the main reasons given are a fear of being a burden, 61% in Washington, or autonomy, dignity, fear of loss of function, fear of loss of enjoyment of life. So these are existential or spiritual symptoms primarily which are driving people. People who are well looked after by good palliative care and have their physical and psychological and spiritual needs properly addressed almost inevitably do not want euthanasia or assisted suicide, and that's where our priority should be, providing the very best care. The law we've got at the moment is clear, and it's right. It gives a blanket ban on all assisted suicide and euthanasia, but also gives discretion to prosecutors and to judges to handle hard cases mercifully. It doesn't need changing.